Welcome back to the second half here on Fox Sports Wausau. I'm Mike Leishner. Delighted to have the pleasure of your company this evening for DC Everest basketball here on Fox Sports Wausau and FoxSportsWausau.com. 18 minutes to go in this one as the Evergreens trail 43-30. It has been all Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln from the start. The Evergreens with the ball to start the second half. Quick kick out for three. Going to be no good for Cade Severson. Rebound fought for. It's going to be won by Wisconsin Rapids. And they'll have their first possession with Dylan Lazitska dribbling right side. Lazitska kick out to the left. And driving and scoring for two is going to be Nathan Kromenacker. So he's got the first points of the second half. Kromenacker had three in the first. Give him five for the game. 45-30, Wisconsin Rapids stretches the lead. The Evergreens been ice cold from the field all night. At one time or another, they have cut the lead to as few as 6 points, but this is not going to be a trip where they chop into that lead as the Evergreens are going to turn it over, and Wisconsin Rapids picks up the possession. Here's Pilot between the circles into Schooley. Schooley trying to find a cutting Pilot to the lane. I beg your pardon, that was Dylan Lasitsa. And he'll lose the handle on it under the basket. The ball turns over to DC Everest. So here come the Evergreens across half court. Ethan Ostrowski on the right side. Ostrowski to the left and Edwards. Edwards is going to dribble to the elbow. Leaves it for Holmbeck. Holmbeck kicks it back out. Driving in. The layup's going to be up and no good for Cade Severson. But he is going to draw all kinds of contact on the way to the basket. So Severson is going to go to the line for three or for two, I beg your pardon. So after a relatively clean first half, Wisconsin Rapids has the first foul of the second half with 16:39 to go and a 45-31 edge as the first free throw for Severson was up and good. Second shot is going to be good as well for Severson. 16:38 and counting, 45-32 our score. Here on FoxSportsWausau.com. Again, a podcast exclusive game tonight. Glad to have you along. Driving left side, Lazitsa. His layup's going to be up and no good. And the Evergreens secure the rebound. Coming back is Holmbeck. Holmbeck to the wing, left side. And Edwards. Now Edwards bouncing it back to Holmbeck. Into the deep wing and Ostrowski. Ostrowski cross lane pass inside to Keaton Edwards. And they're going to call Edwards for an offensive foul. And the DC Everest crowd in front of me begs to differ. So 45-32 our score after the first foul of the second half on the Evergreens. It's going to be called on Keaton Edwards. 16:04 clock rolling here. Wisconsin Rapids with the ball, attacking the basket to my right, in front of the home bench here at Lincoln High School. Driving to the lane, in front of the hoop, now kicking it back out, into the hands of Kromenacker. Kromenacker driving, cross lane pass to Schooley. Schooley can't find a room to go up with the layup. Loose ball's going to be picked up by the Evergreens. Driving with it coast to coast is Ostrowski. Ostrowski layup from the left side, up and no good. Goodness, Ostrowski claps his hands in frustration because that is about the third or fourth bunny he has missed. And as Ostrowski is getting frustrated on the fast break, Matt Schooley is going to find a clean lane to the bucket. 47-32. It has been all Wisconsin Rapids in this one. Now foul against Wisconsin Rapids. And that is going to be the second personal foul on Dylan Lazitsa. So Lazitsa commits the infraction. It's the second team foul of the half on Wisconsin Rapids. And the Evergreens are going to inbound from underneath their own basket. Ball triggered. Inbound goes into the hands of Severson. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. That was Holmbeck, and Holmbeck had his shot blocked, and Holmbeck is going to stay down. And the ball goes out of bounds. They'll say last touched by Schooley, who recorded the block for the Red Raiders. So DC Evers is going to take the possession. Quick inbound pass gets into the hands of Colton Hall just inside the lane, and Hall puts up an 8-footer. That's up and good. A nice floating shot there. High shot from Colton Hall over the defender. 47-34, our score in this one. As Wisconsin Rapids has the possession, attacking the basket to my left. Quick three-pointer is going to be up and good. It was Grant Flory taking all 3 points, 50-34, 14 minutes and counting. We're going to have a traveling violation now on DC Everest. And I'll tell you what, when it rains, it pours. A lot of the Everest players right now beginning to show signs of frustration out there on the court. And you can't blame them. They do not look like the team that is atop the standings in this one, playing a team that is winless in league play. Quick shot at the other end is going to be up and no good. That shot taken by Kromenacher. And back the other way comes DC Everest, driving from the right side. Layup is going to be up and no good. Left just short, but all kinds of contact down low. So Brian Holmbeck is going to go to the line for a pair. Actually, check that. They're going to call a foul on the ground. So DC Evers is going to take an inbound from just under their own basket. And the pass goes to the right side and Studeman. Studeman takes a bounce, now sends it over to the deep wing just inside the arc. Keaton Edwards' jumper is going to be just short from the right side. 50-34, 14 minutes and counting to go here in our second half. Dylan Lazitsa dribbling to the left side. Now a quick pass to the right. Three-pointer is going to be up and good. Nathan Kromenacher. He's got five now here in the second half. 53-34. Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln is starting to run away with this one. If DC Everest can't find a momentum or can't find an offensive rhythm soon, this one's going to be in the danger zone. Turnover. At the other end, they'll say the pass knocked out of bounds by Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, so DC Everest is going to take it, driving the lane from the top of the key. Holmbeck. Holmbeck's layup is up and no good. He works for his own offensive rebound. Holmbeck goes up strong with it. The layup goes, but just before the shot, we get a whistle, and the rolling fists of the officials, they'll say he traveled with it. And Holmbeck, slapping his head in frustration, knew it. Was hoping he would get away with that one. 13:30 to go. 53-34 our score here at the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. Layup up at the other end on the right side is no good. Shot taken there by Grant Flory. Flory going back up strong with it. Gets his own rebound. And this time he's going to draw some contact. So Holmbeck now to the line for two. Flory to the line for two after the foul committed by Colton Hall. And the first free throw, it's no good. 53-34 our score, 13:23 remaining in this ball game. Again, from the start, this has been all Red Raiders. Second free throw for Flory is good. So it is now a 20-point lead. And as Brian Holmbeck takes the inbound, he'll let it roll across half court. Ball picked up by Ostrowski. Now back to Holmbeck. Holmbeck attacking from the left side, and we're going to have a timeout taken by DC Everest and Coach Jerry Pagel. It is going to be a full timeout, so we will take this time to remind you that DC Everest Sports here at FoxSportsWausau.com are brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They are local lenders lending local money to keep their community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we make finance fun. They also do construction loans. So check out Cloverbelt Credit Union locations across Wausau, including downtown Wausau near the YMCA and on South 17th Avenue. Also, everythingevergreens.com, which is, of course, where you are listening to this podcast. But it's not just podcasts at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Evergreens fans with blogs daily from Chris Conley, game notes of the week, and game picks, and so much more. It is updated every week during the high school season, so check it out at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by Inner City State Bank, Basement Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, Dunright Exteriors, and the law firm of Tulusky, Kennedy, and Dirks. Also, Abra Auto Body. Sports are competitive. Auto body work is competitive. But that is until you know everything about Abra Auto Body. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. It's Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. Cooper Bradfish takes the inbound pass as we return to live action. Bradfish dribbling left side, leaves the basketball for Colton Hall. Hall driving baseline, now kicks it back out. Shot's going to be up and no good. Rebound is fought for and won by Nathan Kromenacker. Kromenacker's going to lead the break for Wisconsin Rapids. Flory down low, now back to Kromenacker. He'll attack the lane left side, kicks it back out to Flory on the left. And deep into the wing, they'll take it as Ruben Freeberg will take it at the timeline. And with 12:38 to go and a 20-point lead, Wisconsin Rapids is going to start milking some of this clock. As Kromenacker dribbles around the front of the key. Kromenacker trying to get it into the wing and Freeberg. Freeberg loses the handle on it, and the ball goes out of bounds to DC Everest. So 12:27 to go there. Wisconsin Rapids running almost a minute off of the clock there, weaving the offense around the three-point line. So DC Everest will now take the inbound out of the turnover. Ethan Ostrowski walks it across the timeline to Cooper Bradfish, right side. Bradfish picks up his dribble, hands it off to Colton Hall. Down into the lane they go, and Bradfish now looking back out for Hall as he's cutting from the free throw line. The pass goes wild. Alex Studeman retreats to pick it up. Now he'll attack the lane, sends it back out to the left side, and Hall. Hall into the lane, spin move in front of the basket, trying to go up strong with it, but he loses the handle, and it's going to go out of bounds to Wisconsin Rapids. So Lasitsa will take the inbound pass. Quickly down the lane they come, finding Grant Flory from the left side. Flory goes up strong. No shot, they'll say. Foul on the ground, and it's going to go against the Evergreens. And this will be on number 11, says the officiating crew. That is Cooper Bradfish, his first personal, third team foul of the half. Each side now with three, with a minute 11:56, I beg your pardon, to go here. And a 20-point edge for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, 54-34. Entry pass goes to Wisconsin Rapids' Grant Flory. Flory dribbling from the left side wing. Across the lane he goes, attacking from the right. The layup is going to be up and no good, but Flory drew some contact on his way to the basket. So the foul is going to go against Alex Studeman. Fourth team foul against the Evergreens. So Grant Flory to the line now. And we get the officiating crew to ask for a towel. Let's say there's a wet spot on the floor right by the eye in Rapids on the baseline at the right side. So the official, the towel bent over, he's wiping from the eye. Right now he's going to the D as well. So the wet spot was a little bigger than he originally anticipated. Everything dried to his satisfaction now. So he'll take the ball and he'll say one shot for Grant Flory. Flory's free throw is up and good. So the and one for Grant Flory is good. Stretch the lead now to 23, 57, 34. Quick three on the other end is going to be up and no good. I believe that was Logan Ebersole pulling the trigger from the right side. Long rebound is going to be picked up by Wisconsin Rapids. And just like that, the Red Raiders are back in business with 11:30 to go here and a 57-34 lead. Grant Flory on the left side, crossing over to the right-hand dribble now. He drifts to the top of the key. Underhand pass to Lasitsa. Lasitsa attacking the lane now, right down the center. Loses the handle on it. It's going to be picked up, saved by the Red Raiders. Back out to Grant Flory on the wing, who bounces it to Lasitsa near half court. Back to Flory, right side. Left side, I beg your pardon. Austin Pilot will take it deep in the corner. Now Pilot dribbles back out to the wing. To Lasitsa. Lisitsa leaves it for Grant Flory. Flory dribbles between his legs, left side, now back to Lisitsa. Lisitsa's going to attack from the left side. His layup is too strong off the backboard and no good. Ball's going to be tied up. Possession arrow favors Wisconsin Rapids. 10:45 to go there. Another possession where the Red Raiders burn as much as a minute, maybe more, off the clock at 57:34. And now they'll get the possession on the alternating possession. Inbound pass is going to go over the top, and they had to find some tall timber there at the free throw line. They were looking for Grant Flory. And Flory using all 6'5" of himself to try and come down with that basketball, but they'll say it was tied up, and it'll go to DC Everest on the alternating possession. So the Evergreens will pick it up into the lane. Here's Colton Keelman, the first offensive set in quite some time for the Evergreens. And Keelman can't get it to go. Left it just short at the front iron. Now quickly the other way gets Grant Flory taking the outlet pass from the left side to the right down at the block. Flory can't quite get that one to go, but he drew some contact. So Flory, for all of that, is going to go to the free throw line for two. And the foul goes to Logan Ebersols. That is his third personal, the fifth team foul against the Evergreens. The free throw off the back iron and no good. And the rebound is going to be picked up by DC Everest, but the Evergreens on the outlet pass are going to lose control of it. They'll say it was last touched, though, by Ruben Freeburg. So the possession stays with DC Everest. Attacking the basket to my left here. 10:18 to go. 59:34 our score. Here's the quick and one. Good for the Evergreens. That's going to be Cooper Bradfish going up strong to the hole. Bradfish using all 6'2" of that frame to go up strong. Doesn't quite get it to go, but he draws some contact, and the foul goes against Lisitsa. That'll be his third. So give him the and one and the free throw. So 59:37 now our score. 10 minutes and counting remaining in this Valley Basketball League game. Ruben Freeburg with the ball on the left side wing for the Raiders. Freeburg, bounce pass to the left, and driving strong is going to be Grant Flory for two. Another and one as Grant Flory goes to the line, gets the hoop, and the foul. So with 9:57 to go, 61:37 your score. And the and one for Flory is going to be good. That's his second and one in just a few minutes. 62-37. This game has been all Wisconsin Rapids. No shot, they'll say, at the other end, as we're going to get a foul on the ground against the Red Raiders. And this one is going to get charged to Ruben Freeburg. That is just his first. It is the team's fifth personal foul, or the fifth team foul, I beg your pardon. So to trigger the inbound now are the Evergreens. Quick shot from the left side is going to be up and no good. Rebound fought for and won by DC Everest. And going up strong is Logan Ebersold. So Ebersold with his second field goal of the game. 62-39 your score. 9:30 and counting here in Wisconsin Rapids. Everybody out. Everybody out. Says Coach Dan Witter. And we're going to get a foul away from the basketball called on DC Everest. Excuse me, that was Austin Pilot picking up the foul. The other number one on the floor right now for Wisconsin Rapids. DC Everest is going to take over possession with 9:21 to go. 62-39 our score. And if you would have told me this would be the game that we'd get into when I was assigned to this game at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, I would have wondered where your information was coming from. As we're going to get an offensive foul against DC Everest. This is going to go against number 25, Colton Hall. And for Hall now, he is in danger of fouling out. That is number 4. As Wisconsin Rapids breaks the press to Freeburg on the right side. Now we got a quick hand steal here. Free ball going across half court. We've got a fight. Two players diving for it from each side. And who's it going to go to? It is going to go to DC Everest because they are going to charge a dead ball foul to Austin Pilot. So Wisconsin Rapids has now put DC Everest at the free throw line, and the Evergreens are going to have a 1-1. First free throw of the 1-1 is going to be up and good. And at the free throw line, by the way, I'm sure you'd like to know that, is Colton Hall. Second shot is up and good, and we're going to get a timeout taken by DC Everest. It is going to be a 30-second timeout. So now to finish the thought that I had just started there before the turnover situation interrupted me, if you would have told me that here we would be 9:02 remaining in the second half of this one, 62-41 your score, I would have thought that could be plausible. Again, DC Everest coming into tonight's contest, 3-1 in conference, 6-1 overall, coming off just their first loss of the season. A high-flying team here in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Yet they have been hard luck losers at the rim today. There have been stretches where they have gone 2 and 3 minutes without a field goal. And it seems everything, especially the shots from the left side, has been left short. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Rapids built an early lead beyond the arc and never looked back as the Red Raiders inbound the ball against a 1-2 press. And they're going to get a ball across the timeline just in time. It was a 1-2 press that they broke into man-to-man on about the second pass, and then a double team nearly cornered the Red Raiders. But with 8:40 to go here, Wisconsin Rapids has the ball across half court, and they're going to play some catch around the perimeter. Ball lands in the hands of Kautzer. Kautzer driving. Now he'll kick it back out. Left side. Three-pointer. Grant Flory is going to be up and no good. Wisconsin Rapids gives up the long rebound. Now back the other way come the Evergreens. Shot from the left side. Fadeaway is going to be no good for Keelman. And Wisconsin Rapids secures that rebound. They'll bring this one across half court with no pressure. Lasitsa yo-yoing up and down. Now drifting to his right. Dribbles between the legs. Looking for a screen. Now he'll shift back to the left side. Crossing over, picks up his dribble. High post touch for Grant Flory. Flory finds a cutting Nathan Krumenacher for two from the right side. Nice piece of give-and-go basketball right there as Krumenacher, on almost an overlapping run, is able to create some space in the lane. Answering back the other way for DC Everest is Cooper Bradfish with his first bucket of the game. 64-43 our score. 7:30 and counting to go in this one. Wisconsin Rapids driving right side. No shot, they'll say. We got a foul on the ground. It is going to be Rapids ball under the basket as Colton Keelman is going to be charged with the infraction. That is his first. It is the eighth team foul against DC Everest. So instead, we are going to get a 1-1 instead of an out of bounds. Dylan Lazitsa, who himself has three fouls, is going to go to the line. Right hand shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, though, is going to be secured by Grant Flory. Ball went off the rim to the right side. All Flory had to do was take a step back and pick it up. Good basketball instinct there from Flory to read the rebound. Now Flory dribbles it around to the left side, drives and attacks the lane, kicks it to the right side, and Ruben Freeburg. Freeburg will dribble it back out. Now he goes back in. He's tripped up. He's going to draw some contact against Colton Hall. And for Colton Hall, that's going to be number 5. So Colton Hall will check out. Coming in is going to be Bryce Dobie. And by my count, that's going to be Dobie's first action of the night so far. As to the free throw line goes Ruben Freeburg. Freeburg's first free throw is just short, but he's going to get a shooter's roll from the front of the rim to the back of the rim, back to the front and down. Just crawled over the rim there on the first shot. Couple of right-handed dribbles. Now spins the ball in his left hand. Right-hand shot. That one is going to be short. He catches the underside of the rim on that one. Not so kind that time. And Colton Keelman will take a long three-pointer from the left side. That's going to be up and no good. Doesn't catch anything, actually, on his way down. So it's 6:55 to go. 65-43 is our score. Wisconsin Rapids, all signs right now pointing to them putting this one in the win column. Three-pointers off the back of the rim and no good. That shot taken by Krominacher. Now long rebound. Picked up by DC Everest. Ostrowski with the ball. Left side. Ostrowski leaves it for Kielman. Now Kielman to the wing. Cross lane pass is going to be up and no good. Shot going to be up and no good, I should say, for Cooper. Bad Bradfish. And the fast break layup is going to be up and good for Austin Pilot. So Pilot gets the bucket to go. 6:15 to go. 67-43 now our score. It's a 24-point edge for Wisconsin Rapids. Colton Kielman dribbling from the right side. Kielman attacking the lane to the front of the rim. Layup is up and no good. Just short. And the running layup from Nathan Krominacher is up and good. Krominacher having himself a day here in the second half. 7 points right now in the second. 69-43. The lead swells again. Ostrowski, right side, up to the top of the key, and Logan Ebersole. Ebersole back to the hands of Ostrowski. Ostrowski dribbling with it from the right side of the lane to the left, loses the handle on it, claps his hands, runs down the floor in frustration as Wisconsin Rapids is going to pick it up, and Nathan Krominacher is going to go coast to coast for two. Meanwhile, Ostrowski just clapping his hands and putting his hands on his hips at half court in complete frustration. Another layup, no good for DC Everest. Have I said that one before tonight? 71-43, 5 minutes and counting in this one. This has been all Wisconsin Rapids from the start. On the left side, here is Freeburg. Freeburg over to Lazitska. Lazitska back to Freeburg. He'll go inside the three-point line, then dribble back out on the left side, bounce it for Kautzer. Kautzer to Freeburg. Freeburg at the top of the key going between the legs. Loses the handle on it. Ball on the floor. Picks it up from his derriere. He gets the pass over to the left side and Grant Flory for two. That's an extra possession for Wisconsin Rapids. Picked up by the hustle there from Freeburg, who didn't give up on the play and found the open man. 73-43. It is now a 30-point affair here with 4:15 to go. A layup up and under is good for Colton Kielman. It's Kielman's first of the second half. And Wisconsin Rapids for Dylan Lazitza is going to dribble to the lane, left side, back out beyond the arc, and into the deep wing. Now drifting near the three-point line. Pass in between the legs. Cooper Bradfish is there to pick it off for the Evergreens. Bradfish outlet pass over to Ethan Ostrowski. And Ostrowski will go up and under to get the layup to go. 73-47 now our score. Clock rolling, 3.5 to go in this one. There's a pass that's going to be picked off by Ostrowski. Ostrowski dribbling beyond the three-point line. Left side to the top of the key and Colton Kielman. Kielman with the ball on his hip, right side. Entry pass to Dobie. Dobie back out to Kielman. Goes to the lane, left side, now drifts back out beyond the arc to Ostrowski. Over to Dobie. Dobie into the lane. Ostrowski layup is up and no good. They're going to say offensive foul on Ostrowski. Ostrowski is going to be his second. That is the 10th team foul. So for the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds of this one, Wisconsin Rapids is going to be shooting two on every one. But at this game with a near 30-point edge, I have to imagine the officials will be swallowing the whistle here with 3 minutes to go. Kautzer across half court for Wisconsin Rapids. To the left side. Reverse layup is up and good for Grant Flory. Flory good for 28 a night. One of the leading scorers in the Valley. He's been on that pace as well tonight. DC Everest is going to turn it over at the other end. Evergreens were looking to get the ball down low to Jamison Morgan. Morgan couldn't quite find the handle on the pass. It's going to be Wisconsin Rapids ball with 2:46 to go. So Wisconsin Rapids is going to trigger the inbound. Jordan Timey will trigger the inbound. Timey gets it in to Versan Gamel. Gamel back to Timey across half court. Lazitza. Lazitza's going to run the point for this one. He dribbles crossing over at the WR near half court. Gets the ball back out to Caden Kautzer. Kautzer to the hands of Gamble. Now back to Gamble. They come from the right side. Gamble attacking to the block. Picks up his dribble. Able to find Lazitsa beyond the half court line as Lazitsa is going to get the ball over to the right side and into the hands of the just checked in Caden Kautzer. But we're going to have a quick timeout for a couple more substitutions as Coach Dan Witter is going to empty the bench for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln with 2:16 to go in this one. Again, our score 75-47. Checking into the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids is going to be number 30. And I do not even have a number 30 on my roster. And it is going to be number 30 on the JV team, Blake Hafferman. Thank you for our counterparts here from Wisconsin Rapids. It is the JV number 30, Blake Hafferman. That checks in. So we're going to get a foul on DC Everest here with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And that is going to go on number 11, Cooper Bradfish. Or excuse me, number 11 for Wisconsin Rapids, Jared Krumenacker. So DC Everest will take the possession here. Bryce Doby on the left side. Doby to the lane. Shots off the front of the rim and no good. Falls just short. Rebound is going to be picked up by Hafferman. And going strong to the bucket and getting the hoop is going to be number 44, Jamison Morgan. As Hafferman picks up the foul. Ninth team foul against Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, the first on Hafferman as he just checked in with a minute 54 to go here. The and one free throw is going to be too strong off the back iron. No good for Morgan. And the Red Raiders are going to run with it. Caden Kautzer coasting in for the bucket after he takes the outlet pass. A nice timing play there for the Red Raiders. 77-49 our score. 90 seconds to go and counting until this one comes to its conclusion. It's done. It's just not over. The layup on the other end is going to be up and no good. Drawing contact on the way to the basket is Bryce Doby. And the foul goes against number 30, Blake Hafferman again. That is his second. Two quick fouls off the bench for the JV player, making his presence known in this one as the first free throw is up off the front of the rim and no good. A couple of dribbles for the second shot. That's going to be up and no good. Doby misses them both. 77-49, inside of 90 seconds to go in this one. And Wisconsin Rapids is going to run some offense here. Jared Krumenacker on the right side. Back to Hafferman at the wing. Hafferman gets it to Krumenacker. Now back to Hafferman. They'll play a little catch around the perimeter. Hafferman looking to get it back out to Gamble. Gamble loses the handle on it, and he's chasing it back, but he's the first one to touch it. So that's going to be a turnover and an over the back as Gamble lost the handle on it and then was the first one to touch it back across half court. DC Everest did not get a finger in there. So with 60 seconds to go, the Evergreens have the final possession here on this one. Cooper Bradfish leaves it for Bo Svoke on the left side. Svoke dribbling to the left side. Back out to Morgan. Now Morgan to Svoke in the post, and we're going to get a foul called under the basket with 51 seconds to go. And it is going to be against the Evergreens. So Bryce Doby is going to pick up his first. And with 10 team fouls, as we are, I should say, beyond 10 team fouls, the first shot of the two is going to be up and no good for Krumenacker. Krumenacker awaits his second. Couple of dribbles. The free throw is up and good. So Krumenacker onto the score sheet for the first time tonight. With 47 seconds to go, it's the Evergreens with the ball, trailing 78-49. Quick three is going to be up and good at the other end for Bryce Doby. Doby picks up three. He's on the score sheet. 30 seconds to go. 78-52 our score. Now here's a turnover. Jamison Morgan with a steal. Morgan posting in the finger roll layup is up and good. Jamison Morgan gets himself on the score sheet as well. 78-54. 20 seconds to go. And a Wisconsin Rapids cheering section has begun the steam chant. The na-na-na-na, hey, goodbye, with 8 seconds to go. 5 seconds, dribbling, left side, Kautzer, bounces it to Jordan Timee. Timee dribbles it back out, and that is how this one will come to its end. 78-54, your full-time result in this one. And I'll tell you what, it was not the game that DC Everest might have been expecting, but it is certainly the one that they got. A team coming in at 3-1 in league play, 6-1 overall, and they did not look the part from the get-go. As the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders pick up their first league win of the season. Just a couple of final thoughts on this one. For DC Everest, the problems really started early, because from the get-go, they could not find any offensive rhythm. There was no offensive continuity, and really from the start, Wisconsin Rapids came out and hit some shots early and eventually built up a 10-point lead. On a couple of occasions, that lead was trimmed down to as few as 6, down to 5 points, but Wisconsin Rapids just kept hitting three-pointers from beyond the arc. And again, they come away with their first league win of the season. Well, we thank you for tuning into this podcast here at everythingevergreens.com. Delighted to have the pleasure of your company tonight. This is Mike Leishner saying so long from Wisconsin Rapids.